We're doing Chuvat HaTalmidim. We're up to page 6 in the PDF edition. We're in the middle of the page. Im nachdor el toch nefesh hanar. If we can delve into the soul of the child, v'nitbonen b'nisyonot zakim amitiim b'kol ma'alacha, and we'll check with some pure experimentation and some true experimentation. We'll take a look. We'll see that b'kol ma'alacha nireh, what we'll see with the course that the soul takes is shalpi arov, that in most instances en anar sal midachei Hashem bepam achat, he doesn't leave the way of Hashem in one shot. Lo mechalel Shabbat bepam achat, it's not in one shot that he starts desecrating Shabbos. Af eino yotze mibet hamidrash leterteraot lehavdil pitom, and he also doesn't leave the Beis Medrash to go to a circus or to a theater all of a sudden. Hagmara omeret, what the Gemara teaches us is kachu manuto shel yetzer hara, this is the way the yetzer hara does his profession. Hayom omer lo asei kach, today he tells him do this, ulmachar asei kach, and the next day he tells him do that. Ulfumri ata, and in passing what we see is ro'im bagmara dak ksheba kvar la'asot et ha'masim ha'ra'im rachman ha'litzlan lo ba avirah chamura matchil. We see that when the Yetzer Hara comes to entice a person to do something bad, he doesn't begin with something weighty. Matchil batchila. Rak ba'adraga yored leber shachat. But he slowly helps the person devolve. Aval kad chazinan. But when we take a look, gam term sheba lemaaseh harishon, even before it comes to the first act, hachi kal, even the slightest act that's improper, gam b'ta'ato pnima hamashber lo nasa pnima. Also, internally, in a person's thought, the break doesn't happen all of a sudden, b'pam achat, all at once. Lifnei shana yoter, only a year earlier or more, etchila da'ato litpatzeh me'at. Then his thoughts started having a small breach. Petza, they know petza, it's a breach, and it's almost like it's not a breach. Kinega nihali babait. A person feels like, I only have this small thing that looks like a blemish. Nega veino nega. It is, it isn't. Umimenu mevatzbetz machshava daka mina daka. And from that starts sprouting the slightest of a slight thought. Leistakel ala Torah va'avoda ka'al davar nivzeh uvatlanut. It's only a slight thought to start looking at the Torah, the service of Hashem, as something derogatory, something that's like a waste of time. ועל העולם החיצוני של הוללות, בערות ופוחזות, and to start looking at the external world that goes wild, and really it's animalistic, it's a world that's just in a frenzy, כי יפה וטוב, to look at that world like it's beautiful, like it's good. וגם סיבה הכי קלה, and even the smallest reason, יכולה לגרום פצע כזה, could cause such a wound. כי מצערה היא בראשיתה, for it is minuscule initially, ואינה פועלת הרבה עליו ועל מעשיו, and it doesn't have great impact on him and on his actions. רבותיו ואף חבריו היותר קרובים, his teachers and even his close friends, אינם מכירים בו שום השתנות, they don't recognize that anything changed in him. ומעט מעט, and slowly slowly, מתעמקת היא בנפשו, it grows deeper in his soul, ומתרחבת במחשבתו, מנפש ועד בשר מחלה, and it expands in his thought, and then it starts consuming everything from his soul to his flesh. ופתאום כל רעש נשמע, and suddenly we hear a great noise. והנה עזב את בית אלוקים, and here he's left the house of Hashem, ונפל לבאר שחת רחמנא ליצלן, and he's fallen to the depths. May the merciful one save us. So the point we've seen today is that just like the Gemara says that the Yetzer Hara works on a person slowly by telling him first do this and then do that, so too in every evolvement, when a person goes down, it's an evolvement, and sometimes it starts with the most minuscule thought, but it's a thought that takes root and slowly evolves, and sometimes a year before a person falls, that thought has already been taken root and sprouting. So that was his beginning. He's saying we have to recognize where all of this is coming from. Where did this downfall come from? So he's saying a person has to recognize that it didn't begin in 1 second. What we see is an outcome of something that's been evolving for a while.